This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Carlinville Mayor Deanna DiMuzio. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
We are going to discuss today two topics, the first one being a possible referendum question that could involve the city of Carlinville, and it's about electric supply, and it's sort of I'm not going to call it technical, but I'm going to let you put it the way it is because supply and provider are two different things.
Right, they're two different things, yes.
What really do we have here that the council is considering?
Well, what was presented to the council the other night was the electric, what they call electric aggregation, okay? And the gentleman that was doing the presentation, Steve Bryant, he was the regional energy manager for the company's name is Good Energy. And aggregation, as you said, there's two different things going on. Aggregation is where you could go to the buying part of buying electric, okay, is through the Illinois Commerce Commission. And they have certain days or certain times when you can go, and everyone that wants to, that is a supplier, goes and tries to put in their bid for the lowest amount of electric, okay? Then you have your deliverer, which is Ameren. So what they present to us is that they will go as a aggregate, and that's many, many communities. His presentation indicated, and so does his brochures and his information, that they're one of the largest aggregation companies, suppliers in Illinois. They have not come into Macoupin County. They are in Jerseyville. They have Jerseyville County. They have Pittsfield. They have a number of surrounding areas here which have signed on to them. Now, in order to get that low rate, you would have to, the council will have to pass a resolution saying that we're wanting to provide this to our municipality and residents, you know, when I say not just city of Carlinville per se for us, but it's for the residents of the city. And then after that, then there would be a referendum that would go on the November ballot. And so what we're looking at is, of course, he had a resolution and he had the wording and everything that goes along with it. Our attorney now has that. We're taking a look at it. One of the things that I think appeals to most individuals, and particularly cities and a homeowner, is that you can opt out. You can opt out at any time. So if you feel that that's not working on your bill, that's fine. You can opt out. They do all of the publicity. They'll have a public hearing. They'll inform all the residents prior to that referendum being voted on in November. So, again, I don't know, when you look at your bill, your electric bill, and we all know that our electric is going up, okay, that's across the board. What they do is go in and try to buy the electric at the lowest amount, okay? And there's no obligation. If you want to stay with the Ameren, you can stay with Ameren. If you want to go, if you want to have an aggregate, and in this case it would be Good Energy, would be the supplier. If you want to have that, it shows up on your bill, and you still get an Ameren bill. Everything, nothing has changed, except that you're getting a lower rate.
When you talk about the lower rate, how, since they go and purchase this stuff along with everybody else, mm-hmm. do you know it's always going to stay low? Did he bring that up?
No, you lock in. If that, they go for the lowest bid at that particular time, and you can lock that, you can buy in. Now your contract is, I believe, 3 years. There could be a 5 year, and so if your electric continues to go up, you would still stay at that rate. It would never budge. Now you're taking a chance. It's like, you know, shooting dice or being the stock market. it may go down lower and you'd still be at that rate, okay? But I doubt that electric is going to go down much, okay, over the next 3 to 5 years. If anything, you anticipate your electric bill going up, okay? It's just for the mere fact that electric is going up. So at this point, you lock in at that amount, and you can lock in, I believe you just said either 3 or 5 years. I'm not sure.
But then still be able to opt out.
Once you opt out, this is something I think we'll probably be talking. He indicated that you would probably not be able to go in for a while to go back in. So you can't hopscotch back and forth. Which means, you know, if you see that lower rate's there, well, I want to opt out and go for that. That's not how it works. Okay. Now, there's several companies out here. I've been contacted. As I said, we did the presentation at the council meeting Tuesday night. I've had several calls from other entities, which are aggregates, that's doing the same thing. And it's, you know, I don't know. I think we've got another company coming in. They're going to be doing a presentation, I believe, on the 14th out at Krabby's. I'll go out, take a look at it, listen to it. And, you know, they may be coming back to the council, too, to give their presentation. They're all doing the same thing. It's just a matter of which one you want to go with, if you go with one, or if you put it on the ballot.
How fast does the city council have to act in order to get this on the referendum?
Well, we have to have everything in place by August 22nd. And during that time, if we decide to go ahead and have a referendum on the ballot, and we go ahead and sign up basically with this particular energy aggregate, they will then start having public meetings. There will be a card sent to every resident in Carlinville asking them if they're interested or if they want to opt out. If new people are coming into Carlinville, they will also be notified whether they want to be in or out. So it's they do a lot of the publicity and all of the work that would go into it. Basically, we just have to decide whether we're going to do the resolution and put it on the ballot.
Well, talk a moment about another situation uh-huh. with the council outside of energy, and that being originally we had for this past council meeting an item of the transfer of the DiMuzio
yes.
Center
mm-hmm.
to the school district, but right. that was tabled because still some things going mm-hmm. on. Mm-hmm. Where is that right now? Because it's been something that's been going on for
quite some
time.
It's been going on for quite a while, and when it started, we pulled the contracts that we had, okay. The original contracts that at a certain point in time, probably 8 to 10 years, okay, after the building was built, that it should be transferred over to the school. Well, like anything else, I don't think anyone had looked at that, okay. And it was brought to our attention that, you know, here we are, we're about 15, 16 years in, okay, and that the school might be interested in taking it over at this point. So we talked to Mike Kelly. He took it to the board. They expressed an interest of taking the DiMuzio Center over. We, in turn, had expressed an interest of doing that. And where we're at the moment, we finalized all of our games, everything at the end of the school year. So anything that we had out there where, you know, we had soccer and we had all the different things, it even got down to the popcorn machine, you know, that type of thing, and candy and all of them. We finalized that and moved everything out the end of May after school was out. Now we're in the process of drawing up the contract. And it's between our attorney and their attorney. And it's a matter of just making a transfer over. And we'll be, the school then will have the DiMuzio Center.
For clarity, once, quote, these contracts are finished mm-hmm. by the attorneys,
uh-huh.
I guess, one, it'll be a savings to the city as you won't have to keep up, like, electric and stuff.
No,
but
no.
It'll be something the school will have to take
right.
on. It'll
yeah.
be a complete...
Yes.
Wash.
Yes. The school will take on all the you know, everything there. We were responsible for maintenance, and a lot of that came down to even the bleachers. And it became a it was time for us to transfer. Okay, we, you know, it's a seasonal type of activities out there, and I know the school is going to be looking at keeping up some of the activities that were out there, and maybe coming up with some other means of using that, utilizing that gym. Okay. We all know that with our society today, that having individuals going in and out of the building that have not been maybe fingerprinted, state of Illinois, most of your states now, when it comes to schools, anyone that's coming in there has to be basically fingerprinted and vetted, basically, to know that they're okay, all right? That's one of the things that we were unable to do. And the school has to have that control to make sure that we don't have someone coming in off the street to do harm to our children. Not that they would. We live in a small community. I don't think anyone would. But it's always that individual that's outside that we may not have control over. And so this turns out to be when I went to see Mike, Mr. Kelly, and we had this discussion, we felt that it was time for us to be able to turn that over to the school.
Carlinville Mayor Dana DiMuzio,
thank you
for joining us.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. Thanks, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.